Hi, hello there. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and with us in the studio here is Jeff Kelly from Kelly Mags.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So you really add a lot of spark to our lives,
oh,
don't you?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, had to go with it.
Jeez, it's Monday morning, isn't it?
Wow. Okay.
It's Bad Joke Monday. What can I say?
Can we borrow one of those mags? I want to light them up.
Yeah, absolutely. We got them at the booth all day long.
All right, so you guys are in the business of rebuilding and building magnetos.
That's correct. We've been doing it for over 35 years of overhauling and building mag parts and so forth. So company name's Kelly Aero, and we're in Building C, and it's great to be back at Oshkosh this year.
Oh, it's definitely great to be here. Magneto's designs have changed at all since the 1920s and 30s when they were designed?
Hey, magnetos are magnetos, and we focus on the mechanical magneto, and that's what we've been overhauling and making parts for, the overall concept of a magneto really hasn't changed, and it's very simple, very reliable technology, and you know really what you got to work on is just looking at how do you improve reliability, how do you make each one of the little pieces and component parts just a little bit stronger, a little bit better, so it lasts longer and gives more value to your customer.
Well, I imagine material science has improved the reliability quite a bit.
Well, we have seen that. We've seen better materials. You know, we've made a lot of moves from some of the magnesium, although those are lighter weight, but they have some corrosion concerns and so forth. But we've moved to aluminums. We've moved to some better materials, some better steels, some more corrosion resistant materials, and those have allowed the product to get a little bit better and last a little bit longer.
There you go.
Are you limited in any magnetos that you can handle? Are there ones that are off limits to you?
Well, we don't focus at all on the older Scintilla style magnetos, we primarily stay focused in the Continental Bendix series of magnetos from an overhaul standpoint. And we've about 2015 we launched a fairly significant slick champion magneto overhaul program and replacement parts activity. So we stay in those two areas. There's about over 30 years ago, Slick used to make a 4200 series and a 6200 series. We don't overhaul any of those products. They don't have any technical data out there to do so. So if you have one of those, you either have to, do minor repairs to it, or at some point you can come in and upgrade your product to one of the later configurations.
That would in other words, swap it for another manufacturer.
Now that we've certified a new magneto, come to us and we'll upgrade you to one of our new Kelly Mags.
That would be covered under an STC, correct?
It's actually covered under a PMA.
Okay.
So it's a direct replacement, so you don't need to do a 337, you don't have any additional paperwork, just do your logbook entry and you're ready to go.
Now you say you've certified a new magneto. This is your own design?
It is. Yep. It is a Kelly magneto. So it's a direct replacement for the Champion Slick product line. Fits in all of their applications where they're currently certified, and we plug and play right into that hole.
So your design philosophy was not only to make a replacement, but I hope to improve your design is so much more improved, so much more reliable that runs a lot longer with less maintenance.
That's the idea. That's the goal from our engineering standpoint, it's the goal of them to design something that's going to give a little bit better life cycle. It's going to last longer. It's going to give better value. So, when we developed this replacement unit and got it certified, we went after, what are some of the weak links in the chain of the historical product, and started to hit each one of those and say, how can we make it a little bit better? So how do we make a coil produce a little bit hotter spark, a little more insulation, make it less likely to crack, less likely to give you problems? Impulse couplings, a known challenge in the market. They live in a very harsh environment, so how do you improve them? And, the Champion Slick has a riveted multi-piece configuration, and with new technology, CNC machines, better manufacturing capabilities nowadays, we make it out of a solid bar. So we load a 4-foot bar into a machine, and out pops a an impulse coupling.
I hope it's not four foot long when it's done. That's a little large.
it screws up the weight and balance a little bit, but, you know.
So basically, you can't see any reason why anybody would want to fly the old slicks.
I'm not sure I'm allowed to say that.
Okay.
Well, we sure would love them to come over and you know, experience the Cali Mag, that's for sure.
How much of the manufacturing do you actually do in-house?
We do quite a bit of the manufacturing in-house. We've invested quite a lot in our CNC machining operations so we've tried to insource as much as we can to control the quality and the supply chain to make sure we have what we need when we need it.
Oh, you iconoclast going against the norm. The word insourcing, haven't heard that before.
Yeah, usually they send it all out to these farm contractors, and what you get is what you get.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I guess we'll buck the norm. You know, so we'll.
I'm in favor of that.
We'll try and invest in some equipment and, you know, bring jobs into our facility there in Montgomery, Alabama, where we make this product. And, you know, we've been real happy with it.
How big is your operation? It sounds huge.
It's not that large. We have about 31,000 square feet of manufacturing facility, about 62, 63 people, and the only thing we do in that particular facility in Montgomery is build mags. And build component replacement parts for it. We're very, it's kind of like a silo, you know, we're very focused on that one skill set. And, you know, our goal is to do as many as we can. Yeah, I think since we've started, we've sold, 4 or 5 million, component piece parts for the Magneto marketplace. We've overhauled, well over 100,000 mags. And it's been a focus skill set for us. And we, our goal is to make sure that we're the best at what we do and, you know, don't get outside of our lane.
With a new mag, what kind of a warranty are you offering?
We offer a 1-year warranty on the new mags, 6 months on an overhaul, but 1 year, 500 hours on the new product.
What tips could you give the average pilot to identify a mag problem?
Oh, that's a good question. What tips would I give the pilot? Well, if it starts if you start running rough, that's a pretty good indication that you might have a timing issue that's starting to show up. You need to look at your cylinder head temperatures. You know, if you start seeing changes or increases in your cylinder head temperatures, you're going to start seeing it could be an indication of a timing change that's happening within your firing cycle for your
right. So you're saying as the timing retards, it's going to start running hot.
It's going to start running hot.
And if you lose a cylinder, then you can see the cylinder head temp drop.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. For those pilots who fly over water, and I've done this, you swear that as soon as you hit the water, you have auto rough on the engine. Tell me you're not building this into the mags.
Oh no, we just build that into your psyche. You know, that's just part of flying. You know,
there you go.
Been flying, you know, pretty much my whole adult life, and I've done a lot of overwater flying, and I understand as soon as you hit that water, you definitely do start to hear different things, you know.
Yeah, there's a PF factor gauge, pucker factor.
Yeah, ain't that
goes way up.
You know, that's why we all created twin engine airplanes, right?
Yep.
Yeah. There you go. The twin engine is just to get you to the scene of the accident.
No, actually, he's just thinking, oh no, it's another mag to fail.
Yeah. Or
I just like the fact that they carry two more.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. There it is. That's twice the business from a single aircraft.
There you go.
That's right. And twice the maintenance.
The new Cali mags, do you have like a TBO that you recommend?
It's going to be an engine TBO, okay. So whatever the engine TBO will flow along with that activity from an overhaul standpoint. We do still continue to recommend the 500-hour inspection process. I think that's one of the good things that we need to do from a preventative maintenance perspective in your ignition system. It is kind of the heart of your system. If you're not making sparks, your engine's not running. So you need to pay attention to it. And then, you know, when you think about spending $300 or $400 every 500 hours just to have it inspected and the major some of the primary components replaced, that's a pretty inexpensive preventative maintenance process.
Now, this is what you would call a mechanical magneto. So I'm thinking you're still using good old-fashioned breaker points?
We are. We're still making breaker points and capacitors and all the detailed components. So it is a mechanical mag. There's at this point, there's no electronics inside of it to give us any trouble. So it's to complicate
things.
Yeah, it's the keep it simple.
No user serviceable parts inside?
Not on the new ones. No, we certainly use the best serviceable parts we can on the overhaul side, but new is new, 100%.
And it comes with the thing that says don't mess with it. Just put it on. If it doesn't work, take it off.
That would be our recommendation, especially within the warranty period and the 500 hours, but we don't expect you guys to be for any of those to be coming back anyway.
If people want to talk to you about putting Kelly mags in their airplane, where are you here on the grounds?
We're in Building C. You can't miss us. Just come on in, and we're on the left-hand side. So we look forward to seeing you at our booth today.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Yep. So all you guys looking for mags, Building C is your place.
That's right. You can't go wrong with a brand new mag, that's for sure.
Oh, my God, that sounds like a T-shirt.
Could be.
I'll start printing them up now.
There you go.
Hey, all we right. Got a royalty on that, you know.
Yeah. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.